Please put your hands together for your hosts, Michael Hing and his crew.
Welcome to Fred Organ Home. My name is Michael Hing, and just before we do this, are we recording? Yes, we are. Hell yes.
Wow. There's always a first time for everything.
Yes. My name is Michael Hing. Joining me as always isn't Ben Jenkins, who has tragically pissed himself to death. Instead, we are joined by a man on the brink of madness. It's Tom Walker.
Hello.
Now, thank you all so much for coming to this. This is a podcast that is nominally about classifieds.
Yep.
But before we crack into it, Tom's had a big achievement this week. A big week this week, Tom.
Don't do this. Don't do this. So you're on TV.
If people don't know Tom...
don't start.
Gosh.
You want to cut that off at the pass.
Oh, can I do the joke I did at your wedding?
Yes.
I gave a speech at Tom's wedding because, I mean, you know, I'm affordable. And I said, a lot of people wouldn't know Tom, might not know what Tom does or, you know, who he is. Tom is a comedian in the same way that the 9/11 hijackers were pilots. He spent a lot of money on the training, but you wouldn't entrust him with, I don't know, a commercial enterprise. Anyway, so Tom, what comedy did you do this week?
And thank you so much for speaking at my wedding, Michael. It was honestly so gutting for Demi and I that Lawrence Leung dropped out. But we were able to find a replacement on very short notice.
Very available.
I did a stream. I've fallen into coin madness. I did a stream with the goal of the stream wouldn't end until I flipped a coin and I got 10 heads in a row. But if I got 10 tails in a row, that would add 1 to the number of heads needed to end the stream. And so within the first 2
What time did you start?
I started at 3 p.m.
Okay, and then what happened?
What happened was 8.5 hours. 8.5 hours, and honestly, a distressingly up close and personal understanding of the chaos of chance. You can intuitively know that there's no way you can affect the coin. But around the 4-hour mark, you do start to think to yourself, I'm getting better at this. Because so that's about the time where getting 5 heads in a row has happened a few times.
So what time did you finish? No, you must...
I finished around, at midnight 30.
That means... No, that's 9.5 hours.
Well, but for about an hour of that... Yeah, for a half an hour up front, I was telling people, yes, I really mean it. I am going to be just flipping a coin. There was a lot of explaining to people that it wasn't just a title.
What's relevant to this audience as well is that Ben Jenkins, who has pissed himself to death tragically, made a surprise appearance at your stream.
Yes.
Now, he texted me as he was heading over. Yeah. And I don't know, because I didn't watch, because I've got other stuff on. But he texted me and as he was on his way over. And
you turning to Tommy Little. You won't believe what this little worm is up to.
And he said to me, I'm gonna go on Tom's stream if he's still going at 8 o'clock. He would still be going on at 8 o'clock. Here's something you may not know about me. I can... you guys might know that Ben, as a child, because he was lonely, did a lot of close-up magic. He says, here's something you might not know about me. I can rig a coin toss pretty convincingly. I think I could do it 10 times without anyone noticing. So his plan was to go in and just rig it and then... do it 10 times in front of you and then send you insane.
Would it surprise you to hear that Ben Jenkins has a higher estimation of his skill at close-up magic than perhaps he deserves? Never have you met a man more convinced of his own cunning. He's in many ways the classic Dungeons & Dragons goblin.
So he wasn't successful in that,
but did clearly get... I think he saw in me a cautionary tale, because he, unlike me, had to stop and go home to his wife and 2 children, where I was free to coin all night. And I think it's moments like that that really make you appreciate the things that bind you to this world.
All right, well, shall we introduce our guests today then, now that we've got through your madness?
Yeah, that sounds nice.
We are joined today by... Are you guys ready? Yes, I'm going to assume so. They needed to pee 5 minutes ago, and I think I've given them some time. So we're hoping this is good. You, our first guest, you would know her from the Comedy Festival galas, from radio, from television, from social media. Would you please welcome to the stage the very funny Nikki Britton? Yes. Yes. You were also, you've done the show before, haven't you, Nikki?
Once before.
In Melbourne, I think. One of the live shows.
No memory.
I don't know if we recorded that one. It may have... Did we? I don't know. Anyway, it was?
Couldn't put it to air? What are you saying?
No, we're very bad at recording them, Nikki. But thank you for coming back. How have you been? Are you well?
I'm good. I'm so thrilled. I panicked just as I walked out and went, are we on stools? Because I always wear a dress too short.
Oh, right. Thought these creeps in the front row would be trying to upskirt you.
Sorry, guys. No chance.
Fucking disgusting permits. Leave her alone. Sorry.
Wow. In the gap. There was just a gentleman in the front here doing the I'm watching you, but towards the gap between me and Tom. So
he's
polite.
That's
really quite reassuring, if anything.
Very good. Keep your eyes on the neutral.
Yes.
Would you believe a podcast audience isn't willing to make much eye contact? Holy dolly.
Bring out our other guest. First time on the show, but he assures me he's recently gone mad on a chase through Victoria trying to do some internet commerce. Would you please welcome comedian Ben Elwood, everybody?
Hi, everybody. Hi.
Hello, Benjo. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Very, very well.
Pleasure to be here, by the way.
Yes, thank you so much. Now, as a first-time guest on the show, we always ask people, have you ever bought or sold anything online, Ben? What's been going on with you?
I have both bought and sold online before.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I was about 19, 20, I became quite big in the toy collecting world. You do a fucking live stream of flipping coins and playing video games. Don't judge me, motherfucker.
No, I'm just always amazed that everything I find out about you is from someone, a new life.
Yeah. Okay. I was really into... the Palisades Toy Company made this line of Muppet figurines, and they were highly detailed. Like...
When you were 19 or 20, did you still look like a pedophile?
I didn't wear the baseball cap to cover my baldness when I was 19. I had a full, luxurious head of hair.
Oh, the children swooned as he walked past.
Yeah. By the way, sir, are you wearing a hat to cover baldness? Yes, my brother. Fuck yeah. Any motherfucker that wears a hat indoors on a Saturday night that isn't bald should be fucking genocided. All right. So I used to collect these Muppet toys, and they were so detailed. They had like speckling in the face, like to represent the foam rubber of the actual puppets. They're incredible. They're incredible. And like spent a lot of money on them. Had a custom made glass shelf.
Hang on, what's a lot of money? We need figures. What are you paying?
Well, they were probably upwards of about $60 a figure, and this is so fucking embarrassing. It gets so much worse as well. They made dioramas, so they made the Electric Mayhem, you know, the band, and none of you know this because you're adults, and they made the Electric Mayhem band diorama with little swivel lights,
right,
an animal on the drum kit, and that cost like $300, and I bought all the toys, and I had a special glass case made, and then when I was about 23, I took an outrageous dose of magic mushrooms, and I lay on the carpet of my apartment, like just transcending time and space.
Sure.
And all my atoms remembering everything they've ever been, like, oh, dinosaurs and trees, and I'm all things, and oh my God. And when I came out of this state, I sat up, and the first thing I saw was the glass shelf of Muppet toys, and I almost vomited at the grossness of my own consumption. And so 2 days later, they were boxed up and put on eBay. And I got like 10% of cost because they were out of the packet.
And finally he fucked after that.
Yeah.
You're actually not later? That far off the mark. Chicks get real wet when they come home and see your Muppet toy collection.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh my God. So I can really see by the dust where the toys used to be.
The emptiness in my heart is shaped like Bunsen honeydew. Anyway, about a year ago I turned 41 and had a full-blown midlife crisis and thought, I mean, have you tried to recreate your youth as you move on in time and space?
I'm still 21.
It's because you're the closest
you
one to me. I mean, this guy plays video games for
age.
A living. All right, so. Anyway, I was trying to recreate my youth, and all of a sudden it seemed really essential to get the Muppet toys back. You know what I mean?
We're getting the gang back together.
Yeah.
Yeah, literally. Taking this shit on the road.
And
wow.
So I found a seller on Facebook Marketplace that was selling them new in packet for, like, look, it was about $2,500 for the collection, but, that was like a quarter of what they would normally go for. And they lived in Melbourne, and I just happened to be going to Melbourne for work in the next week.
Mm. Driving or flying?
Flying. And so... I boarded a Virgin flight with an empty suitcase to travel to rural Victoria and buy $2,500 worth of Muppet toys. But the worst thing was, it was during a work day, and like we have a scheduled Zoom meeting at 10 a.m.
Can we say what you work for? No, we won't say what you work for.
I work on the show Hard Quiz, and we had a scheduled Zoom meeting at... they don't know this, so I hope I don't get fired, but whatever. So I said, I'm going to work from home on Thursday, because I'd agreed to meet the Muppet Lady at midday.
Muppet Lady?
The Muppet Lady. She was a lady. Yeah.
Wait, was she single?
Yeah, no.
Oh. She was selling... But imagine what a beautiful story that would have been.
They were her husband. Muppet toys that were in storage.
Okay.
So it was you. Did you meet him? That would have been like universes colliding if you met the husband and then you two fell in love.
I relocate to Melbourne for the Muppets. I said, I'm going to work from home on Thursday, and we got a 10 a.m. meeting on Thursday, and so I patch in on Zoom. I'm like, sick, this is great. Do the meeting, get on the train, be at her place by 12.
Oh, of course, because you don't drive.
Yeah, I don't drive.
So you had to get a train to regional.
I had to get two fucking trains to rural Victoria to get there with an empty trundle suitcase. And then all of a sudden, at 10 to 10, I get a message from my boss going, bad news, the meeting's been delayed. It starts at 11 now. I'm like, fuck! What do I do? And so I get on the train, and then it gets close to 11, and I'm like, I got to patch into the meeting. So I get off the train at a random train station, but I'm like, I can't be near the train station because the sound of the train will come through the Zoom call. So I find this like scummy alley that is far enough away from the train station, and I patch into the call, but just as it's starting, I forget to blur my background. And so there's some like bins behind me. And as soon as I like blink into the call, they're all like, where are you? And I'm like, oh, I just went for a walk to like get the creative juices flowing, you know? And they're like, but where are you? And they're like, turn the computer around. And as I turn the computer around, this garbage truck is like, boop, 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 like backing out of the... Anyway, I made it to the Muppet.
Ben, are you working from home in the alley you live with the bins?
Which, you've known me for a long time. 10 years ago, that wouldn't have been so out of the question. Anyway, I made it to the Muppet Lady's house.
You're literally
on time.
Oscar the Grouch in a bin. It's a Jim Henson reference. Not one of the Muppets, but still.
He's technically a Muppet. Sesame Street.
He's technically,
Muppet.
Yeah. He's
they,
got a hand.
They
up
never and... made a toy of him, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, Animal's drum set was the only thing that didn't fit in the suitcase, and so I had to have him on my lap on the flight home. And a lot of people would walk past and go, oh, that's a cool toy. Did you get it for your kids? And I was like, I got it for my kids. And I've since, I want to sell them again, but I'm scared of this happening again in a decade.
Every
so I put
years.
Them in a box, and they're in my mum's garage, and it's just like, just put the fucking... quarter of $10,000 worth of Muppet toys in the garage.
Okay, I don't like you still being like, oh, it's $2,500 is a quarter of what you pay. Can't, they're worthless. You have to understand, they're worth as much as anyone is willing to pay for them. And you, fundamentally, you're not the type of person who sells collectibles for a profit. You will take them out of the box and play with them. And
no,
then
no,
you
no,
will...
they're not out of the packet. This time I didn't take them out of the packet. They're in the fucking packet.
No, this time I'll do it right. This time it'll be different. I've got a system! I've got a system!
When Frank Oz dies, those toys will be worth a motherfucking fortune and I'll be laughing, all right?
You'll be laughing then.
I'll be laughing. None of you will be laughing at me. I'll be laughing at you. Anyway, that's my eBay story.
Okay. Wow.
So I wanted to share this one with you guys, but I don't know if we've done it before, but I think it's pretty good. So we'll just cut it out if we have done it before. So also, because you've listened to this podcast and I haven't, let me know if we've done this before.
Also, if you listen to the podcast, we all know he's not going to edit it.
Michael's got a lot of fingers and a lot of pies at the moment. He doesn't have time to listen back to this recording.
I'm very busy. This is taken from Reddit r/OzLegal. Serious question. Can I wear a judge wig to court despite not being a judge? Have we done it before? No? Great. I went to family court today and
the odds are, as the expert on odds, as a result of CoinStream, I reckon the odds are 1 to 1,000,000 that the follow-up is, I'm a busy single mum.
Yes. I went to family court today and we'll go back in about a week. The judge was not wearing a wig. I was disappointed with this. I feel that if he's not going to wear one, someone needs to step up and shoulder that burden. I have researched this extensively and have found nothing that says this is against the rules, but I've also found nothing that says I'm allowed to do this either. Am I allowed to wear a wig in court if I'm not a judge? Now, Tom, are you a lawyer?
Not yet.
No.
But anything can happen.
I mean, I think no harm, no foul, right?
No harm, no foul. Look, I think as long as you're able to just, if things get rough, they start being like, you can't do that, you're impersonating the judge, you just flip that bad boy around. Suddenly, oh, where'd you go? Oh, I remember being mad at someone, but now there's, oh. Also, get off the family court, now the kid's yours. Probably. I don't know how, again, not a lawyer.
I feel it didn't specify what kind of wig. We're assuming it's a judge's wig.
Oh, you think it could just be like a clown wig or something?
Yeah, like a red afro.
Yeah.
Turning up to my family court appointment with one of those Rasta wigs.
Get cancelled for a different reason.
Yeah. Did you wear a wig for a while, Tom?
Oh, look. Yeah, I have wig mode on my stream or something.
No, but didn't you cut your hair into a monk?
Yes, that was, I would wear a hat at all times.
Which correct had hair choice sewn into it?
No, I cut my hair so there was a, and I'm sorry to the bald people in the attendance, but I, like several years ago, I cut my hair so it was completely bald under the area that's covered by a baseball cap, and then wore a baseball cap at all times. Yeah. And then during my show, yeah, I would use something called the hook of revealing, yeah, to reveal several things, culminating, yeah, with that. And that was the year that I met my now wife and we started fucking. And I gotta say, yeah, they are. There's no feeling better than having the love of your life run her fingers through your fringe and then nothing else. That's the stuff.
You know that reaction that the audience had when you took the hat off and they all cowed with laughter, yeah, at how grotesque you were?
Yes.
Yeah, that's my reality.
Yeah, have you, because you are bald, did you ever think about, like,
I think
know
about getting a fucking Turkish hair transplant every day of my fucking life.
Really?
Every day of my life. Yeah, absolutely.
Dude, you should get
the bald guy, if you can't see it, but the bald guy's dismissing me with a contemptuous way. You're wearing a pork pie hat inside, motherfucker, so don't tell me that it doesn't fucking bother you as well, all right?
So
every
when
person
you say you think about it, I haven't looked into this, but what, yeah, would that involve? Flying to Turkey and then saying, hey, take skin from somewhere else, put it on the top,
no,
of my head?
No, so they take hair out of, like, regions that are still thick and full, mm-hmm, and they basically, like, staple them in. Like, I mean, I'm so far gone now that, like, there's not a lot. My paranoia would be that they would take it from the back, staple it here, and then I would start going bald in the back. So I would have, like, a luxurious head of hair on top, but, like, the reverse monk. You know what I mean?
You'd have a bald patch on your neck upwards.
Yeah, right.
Is there any other area of your body that they can take it from?
My mum is so thick that she actually said, well, you've got a lot of chest hairs, why don't you just do that? I'm like, yeah, what a beautiful head of hair with chest hairs sticking out, like, run your fingers through that.
I thought you meant your mum's hair was so thick.
Well, it is, but it's
donation.
Both. It's both.
Yeah, okay. Okay, well.
There is, that's a beautiful.
She's not getting a transfer though, is she? I mean, we're ripping into mum, but she's got a full
it's
head.
It's a beautiful image though, you, Ben, sitting your mother down and talking to her about your hair transplant woes. Is she sympathetic about this or?
She's offered to contribute financially to it. I mean, she's a classic boomer. She's got a lot of investment properties. So, you know, it's like 3 weeks of tenants' rent and I can get a head of hair and not walk around loathing myself all the time. But it's like, where does it stop? You know what I mean? You get the hair transplant. Is that gonna, are you going to be happy? Probably not.
Ben, I always thought you'd look wonderful with a big pair of naturals.
I got them.
Some gorgeous breasts.
I'll pay for one. You pay for the other.
Because it means you've got more testosterone, right? Is that any comfort? I don't know.
When you go on a date, like, I mean, because it's like, you know, when I used to do online dating, it's like, what do you do? Do you do the picture of you bored where you're like, look at me? Because it's just
absolutely.
Absolutely, but otherwise, no one's hitting on
you. You're living Tom Walker's joke.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, do you know how many dates I've been on where it's like the second date you got to do the big reveal? And it's like, it's fucking brutal, man.
Don't leave it till the second date, man. Everyone's guest.
Also, the big reveal.
Everyone knows, motherfucker.
No one's being
told. How much desolation is there?
Oh, boy, a breeze picked up and that guy just put both hands on top of his head like, ah! Like he was going to reveal Ratatouille under there. Telling him what to do.
I think it could distract them by just setting up all your Muppets on one side and then taking your hat off and being like, ah! And then they'll just be like, oh, shit.
Muppet toys and your board. What a catch.
Yeah, honestly, well, I'm surprised that you didn't get stopped at the airport with all your Muppet toys, Ben, and then like, the security pulled you aside to put you on a list or something, you know?
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, how do you want me to respond?
What the fuck?
Here's the thing about you, Ben. What? You're an ugly pedophile.
Okay, sir. Thank you,
Michael's
Mr. Hing.
You're kind of technically my boss these days. So, thank you, boss, for calling me a pedophile on your podcast. Jesus Christ. The power imbalance is unbelievable here.
I've got to say though, a bald man, it's not the end of the world. I feel like it's
so fucking easy for people that aren't bald to say that. It's so easy, you know.
But what about people who are having sex with people who are not bald or bald?
Yeah, I've still had sex.
But it's
just a thing. Like it's just it's everyone's got their thing. You know what I mean?
Sure.
My grandpa died at 88 years old, convinced that everyone was laughing at his inward turning kneecaps.
Oh.
It's like you survived the Holocaust, bro. No one's looking at your fucking kneecaps. You made it out of Auschwitz. It's all good. Like, no one's thinking about your knees. But he was convinced that everyone's laughing at his knees. It's like, you know what I mean? Like we've all got some thing that we think that everyone can see, and no one gives a shit. Everyone's obsessed with their own fucked up knees or their.
The guards are looking through the fence. That one looks crazy. I know we hate all of them, but that one.
Keep that one around. He's fun to mock.
That Jew is doing an unter mention.
Tom, do you have one you want to share with us?
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This comes to us from...
Uh,
interesting. This comes to us from the subreddit r/bass. Awesome. This is for people who play the bass, which if you picture a guitar, subtract two strings, there you go. Has anyone felt cucked when a better bassist played your bass?
There's a guy in the front row laughing way too purely for that to have not hit you in the guts. You know what I'm saying?
The other day, some dude came up to me after the show and complimented my bass and my playing. Then he asked if he can try my bass, and I said, sure. The man just melted my face with his playing. After that, he handed my bass back and we chatted for a while. Apparently, he's a session bassist. After he left, I could almost imagine my bass telling me, you never play me like that. I've never been cucked before, but I think this is how it feels like.
Far out.
That is a dog power move. That's like Michael Hing showing up to an open mic and going, oh, can I just do a quick five, and then going on and crushing. You know what I mean?
That's like Hing getting like two out of the three of us on a podcast. Nikki, you've got a TV career.
No, I think I can imagine. Did you play musical instruments?
No.
Clarinet for up until high school.
Oh, hell yeah.
We can't call that anything sexy.
No, clarinets. What do you mean, clarinets?
I guess the blowing. But
wait, did you say up until high school?
Oh, yeah, sorry. That's Muppet territory, isn't it? Yeah.
Ben, as your PR, good to get that one in. Ew, a 12-year-old? Not for me, thanks. Two big thumbs up.
Look, the Muppets was the more adult version of Sesame Street, okay? Let's just... This is really not how I thought tonight was going to go.
No, because I could imagine... Can you... Okay, because... Obviously, he's writing that he thinks that the bass guitar doesn't respect him anymore because obviously it's been played by a more, a sensual bassist or whatever. But if you... Because obviously, if you're watching someone play a musical instrument and you're attracted to that, and then you see someone pick up that same instrument and play it better, like, are you writing off that guy, the first guy, do you think, or are you...
I feel like there's a ceiling on playing guitar being sexy. And I think around the mid-level of guitar skill, you're like, that person is so hot. And then you get to someone who's playing in, like, 17/8 time signature, and you're like, nerd. If you're like in the Mars Volta, no one's watching you play and being like, I have to get him to fuck me. You're looking at them and being like, I hope he knows how to cook. Like, I don't like thinking of him eating just crackers out of the bag, you know? Don't you think, like, I feel like there's a ceiling of skill where there's a point where you reach where you're like, you just think of how long it took to get the skill and you're like, ugh.
Yeah.
Also, if you know you're that good, all of a sudden you're a wanker. You know, like, the fact that I think, if I could speak on behalf of the bass, the bass was out once, like, she was handed to someone else. Do you know what I mean? Like, why would you ask?
What does the guy gain from being like, oh, my job is playing the bass. Do you mind if I play that bass?
It flags a fundamental insecurity he has about his own skills, that he has to humiliate this guy.
Absolutely.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh, is it the good bassist has to go and, like,
Know you're really good at something.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, anyone that's like a real master doesn't go around boasting how great, you know. It's like a cool guy. A cool guy doesn't walk in a room and announce how cool he is. He's just cool.
I think.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like how I'm sitting right now.
Real cool guy. Real cool guy.
I call it the relaxed kangaroo.
For podcast listeners, Ben is sitting and he has his legs fully extended at a perfect 30-degree angle.
I'm not threatening anyone. I'm not pointing at the crowd. I'm not pointing at you. I'm just... pointing at you. Sorry.
Did you decide to do that? When you said... Just that thing you said there, I'm not threatening anyone.
Yeah.
Was that a deliberate choice for you to make yourself small or whatever and relax so you weren't intimidating to the audience? Is that a thing? thing you think about? Like, what's going on?
Okay, I didn't until now, but now every fucking time I'm sitting down, I'm going to have Michael Hing psychoanalyzing me. No, you're a pedophile. Why do you sit like that? What the fuck?
Well, just because you said I'm not threatening anyone, and it was quite defensive. And I was like, has he sat down?
I feel like it's a disarming way to sit. Don't you think so?
I think, yeah.
Yeah?
So, yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's non-threatening. Like, I'm hugging myself, so it exhibits, like, a level of self-consciousness. Like, sure. I'm not too confident, yeah. But I'm relaxed, which exudes a sense of confidence that puts people at ease.
Yeah. Is everyone feeling very relaxed right now?
Would you agree?
I think the coolest thing you can do...
I mean, what's better? Like, being more fucking edgy and, like, shifting and...
Are they my only two choices?
They're my only two choices. It's either total comfort or I want to kill myself. Like, it's nowhere in between.
Why don't we try a silly one?
This is not how I was sitting on the plane when I had the Muppets Palace diorama in my lap.
Couldn't it slide right off? Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Have you ever thought about playing an instrument to get more attractive, Tom?
Yeah.
What was it under consideration for you?
I was like, I'd love to be in a band. Mm-hmm. And then I realised you have to, like, actually be able to sing.
Sure.
I was like, can't do that. And then
it's not just that you're tone deaf. You're like, I don't know, is beat deaf a word?
I'm really? Sure the listeners know that Michael Hing has perfect pitch.
Yeah.
So this feels like a real sing.
No, because when Tom and I were at uni, we would, like, write, like, sketches, and sometimes there'd be a song involved.
Uh-huh.
And Tom would always be like, hey guys, I'm going to sit this one out. Because you...
Okay, but in the years since, I think you'll agree I've grown. Yes, that's right. An angel has come to earth.
For those listening at home, blood is currently pouring out of the audience. That was fucking awful.
Okay, let me get a vocal run going. Okay.
Yeah.
Very good, Tom. Very good.
That was good.
Me and Debbie will walk around the house just doing that to each other until one of us will be like, I want to fucking kill you. Always one of us breaks, never the same one. It's just the two of us walking around, either doing like Triple J fucking, you know, like a version voice or, yeah. I walk a lonely road. Only one I've ever known. But yeah, I wanted to become sexually attractive for sure, Michael. Thanks, Ryan.
How was that?
Didn't work out. No, yeah, you got to get a horrid little woman who doesn't want that. Did you? You have as they call it in the business, perfect pitch. And
yeah, but it's not. I don't have like cool. I don't have like. Well, but it's not. It's not from like musical, like playing in a band kind of musical skill kind of thing. It's like from being whipped as a child to play piano 3 hours a day from my Chinese parent. You know, like it's.
That was a C.
Thank you so much. No, it was. I think it was an E flat, but
But you could say anything, and I wouldn't.
I know. This is the thing. I said, okay, at your fucking wedding, because Hing was like, there are kids in the audience, so just no one, like, you know, go blue or anything. And it got to the point where three separate speeches brought up the fact that Hing has perfect pitch, because that's all we could say.
You said, anyway, it's fine. You also talked about my spreadsheet of backpacks, but what was the...
It was very limiting situation to do a wedding speech on.
Well, would you like a remit now to tell one of the untellable stories?
No, I forgot them all. I was just focused on making fun of you for having perfect pitch.
Okay.
What pitch is my speaking voice?
Well, it's not really in pitch. Like, it's like, it's not... If you sing a note, I can tell you what it would be on a piano.
I'm too self-conscious.
But if you, but if you like,
there's no
really?
Way a beautiful
After
flower
all,
like
been
I only know Broadway show tunes. I sing Les Mis alone at home.
Dude.
Les Mis,
oh, really?
Cats. Yeah, I'm really into Broadway show tunes.
Oh, the empty chairs and empty tables.
Empty chairs and empty tables. That one, that kind of stuff. You
hey,
know?
There yeah. we go.
Not my favourite Les Mis song, but I like I like my favourite Les Mis character.
Master of the House?
Russell Crowe in the movie is outrageous. That's fucking the worst pitch you've ever heard in your life.
Because he,
I am Java. That was the best take.
I am Java. Oh.
Embarrassing.
Do you do that as a bit on stage? That's really funny.
Oh, thanks, man.
Yeah. All right, Nikki. Nikki, do you have one for us?
Yes, I do. Okay, guys. I don't know why you gave this one to me, Michael Hing, but here we go. There is a man riding, and he is a 36-year-old male. He says, "My girlfriend, 26-year-old female, 10-year age gap, makes her vagina talk to me and will not stop." I'm already so heavily on her side. Okay, this is him. She's amazing. Cute, funny, emotionally self-aware, great communication skills, everything I've ever wanted. She's also quirky and dorky, which is new for me. What a cunt. It's new for me, but I enjoy it after a lifetime of dating bad bitches. Bad bitches is in inverted commas. I will now forever endorse dating dorks. Fuck off! Except this one thing. She thinks it's incredibly funny to manipulate her vagina and provide a voice for it.
Yeah. This lady rules.
It's so funny. It's so funny. Oh, God. Okay. He goes into absolute detail. I'll just be minding my own business, playing Vidya. Vidya? Is Vidya a thing?
Oh, what a cunt.
Yeah. Vidya?
Vidya is like a Reddit or like slightly chanty way of saying video games.
Oh.
So this guy,
he's never dated a dork. Fuck off.
I think this does apply to like every 36-year-old male who posts on Reddit, but this guy should kill himself.
Oh, me. So I'll just be minding my own business, playing video or working on my laptop or whatever, and then boom, this is all in capitals.
He's so lucky.
Hey, handsome, how was your day? Are you hungry? I bought Cheez-Its.
Where's the problem? That's my question. Where's the problem so far? She sounds like a fucking delight.
Yeah.
And he says, there she is, dress hiked up, no panties, both hands gripping her vulva a foot from my head. And making her lips talk to me in this horrible, high-pitched, Grover-esque Muppet voice.
Oh! Honey, if you're listening, dump this cock and fucking I'm right here. Let's go. I got a box of Muppet toys to show you.
What's a Grover at? Grover.
Grover talk. I don't know. It's Grover. Like a real bad voice.
Grover. High pitch no, Grover would be like, "Hey, handsome, how was your day? Are you hungry? I bought Cheez-Its."
This might be the perfect woman.
I'm in love.
Yeah. That's crazy. Truly. Yeah. I don't know why you wrote it about me, but... I think there's absolutely nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I think this person rules. I mean, I think the lady rules. I think this guy, I think he sucks. I mean, obviously we all think
I know this woman. Like, I'm not even joking.
Really?
I used to run a night called Fuck Club. Both of you guys did it many times.
A comedy night.
It was a comedy performance art night. And
I actually never did it.
You would have loved it, man. It was so much fun.
I think I would have. I heard the stories and it scared me.
It was sometimes, but even when it was a disaster, it was like fun, like like watching. You saw a lot of pure humanity.
Well, sometimes it was a fun disaster, and other times it was simply a disaster.
Yeah, true. But one of our performers,
as an example, just before Ben tells it, just as an example of like things you might say, is like.
It was PH fuck as well, just in case.
Yeah, in case anyone's offended. You might go and you might watch someone like try out some new comedy material, like stand up or something, and the comedians will sit at the back and heckle you and that kind of thing.
Ben had like a bass boosted, super compressed version of the Seinfeld theme he'd play if anyone had an actual premise. So you would hear a guy be like, "So what's in the news?" And then Ben, just from up the back, you'd just see like, "Oh, but up, 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 like just blowing out the speakers. My favorite.
But for example, I went there once and saw a guy who's now I don't say he's not a successful comedian, but he's like, he's still doing comedy.
Oh, please no. Please no.
I mean, obviously.
No.
Well, you'll know as soon as I say.
Yeah. Oh, okay,
I was just getting ready to go to do a set, and I looked at the stage, and he, because he'd gone quiet, and I was like, what's going on here? And he had slumped to the ground and was had sort of pulled his pants down and was hiking his legs back towards his head, trying to do a real Tom Walker. And
trying to fillet himself.
But he couldn't do it. And I remember him saying is, I've done it before when I'm hard.
Yeah. And so then we were trying to arouse him, like, on stage. We were trying to get him into a place where he could fulfill his destiny.
With words?
Well, just with words and encouragement, but it didn't work. Okay.
Who would have thought, Ben, that you saying, go on, do it, wouldn't... Anyway, this was like 15 years ago, this room ran.
Anyway, one of our performers, one of her pieces was called The Oracle, where she would turn her vagina into a ventriloquist dummy, and people would go on stage and ask, like, as if they'd climbed to the top of Mount Everest, and they asked a yogi, like, a profound life question, and she would go, it's me, The Oracle. And, like, it was an incredible act.
Sure.
Look, maybe you just have to be there, okay? You're all on board for Grover Vagina, but not The Oracle. All right.
Incredible. Yeah, I think,
I love that you've called it a piece. One of her pieces, actually, was... Mike, come on. Can I just ask how she was wearing her pubes for this? Because that really is going to change the character a lot, don't you think?
The Oracle had a luxurious beard.
Like, right. We're full bush.
Full bush.
Yeah,
lovely
right.
stuff.
Okay. My understanding is if people go on stage and they're bald, they can get quite irritable about that. All right. Do we have any other comments about... I think we just all agree this lady sounds like an absolute delight.
Yeah?
I think she's great.
Yeah, it's one of those age gaps where, you know what, I haven't done the maths, don't know if it's, you know, the half your age plus seven.
Oh, sure.
But also, this guy is obviously a big-time loser and shouldn't be dating anyone, much less a 26-year-old, you know? But
I mean, I'll get... at the remotest end of giving him the benefit of the doubt, maybe it's feels childlike and he doesn't want to sexualize Grover.
He probably shouldn't be dating someone 10 years his junior.
That is true. I feel like actually it's just, he's concerned about it because he should be concerned about it.
Is that really that dramatic?
Huh?
I'm doing that. I'm 42. That's a weird question if you're fucking 20. I'm like, look. It's bad? 10 years?
No, I'm just saying, like, steer away from the
Patrick
age.
Patrick Stewart's wife's, like, 40 years younger than him.
Yeah, but it's not like
that. That is weird.
Yeah, that's fucked.
Yeah, that's weird.
He's bald as well. So fucking bald.
Yeah, but he's rich.
Ben, do you have one for us?
I do have one for us. All right. Titanosaurus dinosaur for sale. In stock, $58,000.
Ooh. Wow.
And if you haven't guessed from the name, Titanosauruses... fucking huge.
Right.
All right. Australotitan Copernicus is the signature member of the family of dinosaurs known as Titanosaurus, which were the last sauropods to roam the Earth before the KT extinction 65 million years ago.
Mm-hmm.
This authentic scale design is first class and a unique opportunity to add this dinosaur to your collection. It comes in 7 pieces and is made for the best materials to suit the Australian conditions and weather. Installation fee applies.
So, does it say what it's made of? Is it fiberglass or is it like...
No, it doesn't say what it's made of. I mean, the audience can see a picture. It's pretty fucking huge.
Oh, it is? Fuck, that is huge!
It's like a two-scale Titanosaurus.
It's probably like 30 metres long, something like that? 20, 30 metres long? It's like...
Yeah. Wait a minute, I think...
This would be made of standard, like, big Australian thing material, right?
Oh,
and that's like fiberglass.
It's 16 metres long
Yeah, wow.
And 4 metres tall.
Damn.
How do we reckon he's come across this to be selling it?
Great question. Do you think like, he makes them? No.
Well, I reckon it just sounds like he swiped it from a dinosaur.
How do you swipe a 16-meter-long dinosaur?
In seven pieces, apparently.
Bit by bit.
Base by base.
He takes. He gets on a plane with nothing in his bag. Yeah,
exactly.
An empty suitcase and a dream.
Trundle cases.
Yeah.
I want to see the Ocean's 11 movie where they steal the 16-meter-long dinosaur. That's fucking crazy.
If you had a 16-meter-long dinosaur, which can you think in your head, do you know where, if you bought this or if you were gifted this, do you know where you'd put it? Would you have anywhere to put it?
I live in a studio apartment, no.
Put it at mum's house.
Yeah. One of mum's houses.
I don't think I... Because it doesn't... It's not animatronic, it doesn't move, so it's just a statue really, isn't it?
You would assume it's for someone that wants to open
a dinosaur
some kind
park
of theme
or
park.
A theme park or something.
Yeah.
Some kind of...
When you drive up the... highway going north from Sydney and you see the Gosford Reptile Park.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not quite that big, but that's the kind of...
Have you ever been to the Gosford Reptile? I've driven past that a million times. I've never actually wanted to go in, but, you know.
I think it's more than reptiles as well, which I think undersells.
What do you mean?
Like, there's mammals. There's warm-blooded. You know?
Are you talking about the employees?
The gift shop has at least two. They're stocking the shelves.
You would have to be doing a massive profit at your theme park to be able to invest $58,000 into a
model. It's not even a ride.
Like how long does it take to pay off the dinosaur?
Yeah, I want, because the only dinosaur park I can think of in Australia was the one that former member of parliament and billionaire mining magnate Clive Palmer,
of course,
ran in
Canberra?
Far North Queensland.
Far North Queensland.
He opened his two non-mining exploits, non-political non-mining exploits were he opened a Jurassic Park style. Well, not Jurassic Park style because they weren't alive, but like a Jurassic Park on the far north Queensland coast, Maroochydore, I think it was, maybe. Right. And it was just, you could go there and look at some dinosaurs.
Right.
And the other one was obviously rebuilding the Titanic. Titanic 2 he wanted to rebuild, I believe. I don't think it ever came
to anything. Is his Jurassic Park still open? Is that a functioning theme park?
I broke into that in 2018.
In 2018?
Yeah.
You had a career in 2018.
That's so much more recent than I would have.
Yeah, yeah, that's crazy.
No, it's because I was...
That's crazy.
I can't remember the exact premise of why we were doing it, but we were...
Was this like a Hobbit and Hing bit?
No. This is pre-Triple J. This is when I was running for the Senate. I went... when I was fraudulently running for the Australian Senate, I tried to...
Yeah.
I think I was trying to track down Clive Palmer or something for a video. I can't remember exactly what, but...
at 2 a.m., I broke into his dinosaur park.
We flew to Maroochydore and we drove into his... Because it's just like a resort kind of thing, but all the dinosaurs have been packed up. But we sort of drove around, were asking the staff and stuff, like, oh, can you show us where the dinosaurs were? And there was like one left, and it was all like... people had gone by and thrown bottles at it and stuff. It was all fucked up. Like, it was all really damaged. It was very sad, but, you know, I have no sympathy for him, obviously, because he sucks, but,
Wow.
Would you go to an actual Jurassic Park?
Oh, great question.
I feel like it'd be sad. You know what I mean?
Oh, because it's like... Because
being closed and, you know, seeing apex predators. It'd be like going to the aquarium and seeing a great white shark. It would be very depressing.
Yes.
I think you're putting... look, as someone who I think would be carrying a different type of depression into the aquarium...
Wait, he's talking about you or me?
I think we're different and I would love to see the big fish.
Because you would look at it and go... What a way to go.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm like, oh, big fish. I'll be beyond stoked. To me... Yeah.
You'd be stoked that something that powerful, that, like, is the apex pred, like, been around for...
I'd be staring it down with a big fucking foam finger that says mammals. Yeah.
Mammals.
Yeah, stay in there, you long neck cunt. Fuck off.
Heckling the brontosaurus or
whatever. Yeah. T-Rex wanders by. Oi, mate, look at this. Oh, I'm scratching my kneecap. Oh. Fuck you. So this is unprecedented, but we're actually going to have to ask you to leave.
Would I think I'd go to Jurassic Park. I wouldn't act like Tom. I'm not a monster, but I would go. I think I'd want to see it.
Look at me. I'm in one of the spheres.
Would you go, Nikki? Would you go to Jurassic Park?
Yeah. I mean, like, you know, at the beginning of the movie, I'd go, yeah.
Yeah. No, so none of us are going. None of us are going to the Lost Island.
Right.
I would go. I just, whenever I've been to the zoo or the aquarium, it's the other humans that, like, make me want to vomit. Do you know what I mean? The way,
oh, sure.
The way humanity interacts.
They've got their foam things and they're talking.
Yeah, you know, and like... Like, well, I was once at the chimpanzee enclosure at the zoo and all these fucking primates, human primates, were standing around like, ah, look at them, they're so gross. It's like, no, you're the gross ones. They're fucking pure consciousness, these guys. You're awful. So yeah. I think, like, seeing a bunch of people taking, like, a selfie with a T-Rex, it's the same reason I wouldn't want to go into space tourism in 10 years.
Hang on.
Can you imagine?
This is quite a leap. Go.
No, but you know what I mean? Like, in 10
because
years...
Because of the apex predators.
In 10 years, there'll be shuttles, like, space shuttles in the shape of pink Hummers, and fucking hens knights will be shooting up into fucking space... And taking selfies for TikTok in front of the fucking... Like, check it out, I'm in front of the earth. And it's like this thing that should be, like, changing your consciousness. And it's just flattened into content for the internet. Do you know what I mean? It would make me fucking vomit. I couldn't deal with it.
I'll be taking a photo of the earth from the and just, like, getting a photo of the blue dot, then sending it to everyone in my contact list, like, ugly photo of you.
We are approaching the end of the hour, so let me take us home with one last one. This is fresh.
Back to the premise. Yeah.
This is fresh. This was sent in by former guest on the show, Naaman. Thank you, Naaman. And this is local to Sydney. This is from the Maroubra, Coogee, Matraville and surrounding suburbs social group. This is posted by someone called Earl. So this is posted about, I think Naaman sent this to me about 5 days ago. This is Earl writes, I'm looking for a, and then there's a list of people he's looking for. I'm looking for an Indigenous person, a Jewish person, open brackets, rabbi or not, close Uh-oh. Brackets, a Muslim person, open brackets, hijab maybe, close brackets, a Christian wearing a cross, an Indian, an Asian, a person of African heritage, open brackets, Afro, close brackets, and any other ethnicities. I want to photograph you together by the cube in Maroubra Beach and do some beautiful portraits of how lovely and diverse Maroubra is and how we all live together in peace with much love. I want to work on some amazing photos of our community and our people. Anyone keen?
That could have gone very differently, so I'm glad that it ended that way.
Yeah, it could have been a guy who was just scared of walking into a bar alone.
They've immediately followed up saying, this is an hour later, they write, still need rabbi and Indigenous Australian, maybe also very open-looking LGBT person. This is my favourite comment on it. This is someone called Roisin has posted, and what about the wonderful Irish? Earl replies at Rashid, yes, sure. And then the other one that I thought was quite funny. Someone, you know, because people are like trying to, because everyone's earnest in these groups. Everyone's just like old earnest people. Someone called Tracy writes, replies to them, maybe people with disabilities if they are interested as well. Earl replies, yes, deaf. I'd love to do one just for them too. Which sounds a bit like segregation if I'm honest. Then someone writes, then Gisella writes, and I think they're trying to do a joke, like a bit of an off joke. They write, all in one room could be dangerous given the current climate, which is a bit like, well, they're trying to be funny, but it's a bit like, yeah. And Earl writes back, nope, that's what Western media wants you to believe. Anyway, so look, I don't know if anyone's interested in contacting Earl and being part of this photography
do we know
exhibition.
What nationality Earl is? Is Earl just a white? Is Earl a white guy?
I would guess nondescript.
Nondescript.
I would say. Look. Obviously, Fredo Goodhome is no stranger to some dubious racial silence.
Sure.
But given that Ben's not here, I'll have to step in.
Ben was here, he'd be like, he has the sloping brow of the Eurasian steppes.
I don't know if we ever put this to air, but one time, Ben, we were doing a lot, this is during lockdown, so we're all not at our best selves, but the guests were me, Alex Lee, and Cameron James and Naaman Zhao. and Ben wanted us all to line up in the in order of best to worst HSC marks. And it went how you imagined. Anyway, I...
Just the Chinese one with the glasses is the biggest one. Yeah.
Just Cam Chase is like, all right, I'll be down this end then.
What about the wonderful Irish indeed?
I would guess Earl could be anything for could be white, could be Mediterranean, could be South American.
Sure.
I would describe them as vaguely olive skinned, but okay. You know, who
could
knows?
Be tan.
Yes, yeah. Right. Who knows?
What races didn't
show? Great question. So we've got Indigenous, Jewish, Muslim, Christian, not a race, I guess, but I mean none of the races,
who didn't
you know.
Show up?
Indian, Asian, African are mentioned. So yeah. Who's missing?
We're missing, oh boy, we're gonna look bad if we miss someone here.
No, they added LGBT. But he's still looking for a couple didn't respond.
Irish. What? Oh, still looking for a rabbi and Indigenous Australian. Right. So, like a rabbi/Jewish person. So, Ben, you're in luck. You could go down if you want to.
I got to say, if a post goes on going, hey, Jews, meet me down here, like, I think we're just kind of genetically programmed to not respond to that post. You know what I mean? Just on, like, just, you know, like putting it into a historical context. I'm just not responding to that. I'll just stay at home today.
You and your funny little knees are walking the other way.
Oh my goodness. All right, well I am done. Let's
I don't usually listen to the show. Are there as many racial and pedophile references normally, or is that just a...
I'd say it like comes and goes. Yeah, it would pop up every now and then.
Often it's just nice to know that it's not just me that's brought this.
It's not you. I think usually there's a lot more chewing into the microphone.
Yeah. Often it's the people in the classifieds they're reading out who are accusing of being racist.
Right.
So I guess it's novel that you're actually a guest on the show, yeah. You know. alright Ben, do you have anything you want to plug before we get out of here?
I have they're a bit old, but I've got a podcast called Thank God for David Attenborough, where I sit and get high with biologists and watch David Attenborough and we talk about nature and that's a lot of fun.
Yeah,
and a podcast great. I did ages ago with Cameron James called Why Is Cats, and it is a meta deconstruction of the musical Cats. and it ends with us interviewing Skimbleshanks the railway cat from the actual movie, and it's the thing so I'm the good. Most proud yeah. of. I love that podcast.
It's, yeah, it's
much.
A great podcast, podcast.
Yeah, yeah. Why Is Cats.
Yeah. Nikki, what are you coming up?
Yeah, it's such a good question. I'm doing the Adelaide Fringe.
You're doing a tour, aren't you?
I'm not doing a full tour.
Just
I'm
Adelaide.
Doing last year's show at the Adelaide Fringe because I didn't get a run there. Only mm-hmm. three nights. You guys, everyone in the room, probably not going to be there, but that's okay.
We've got listeners in Adelaide.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Come along. I'd love to see you, Adelaide. And other everything else to TBA. She's having a year off, you know?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Tombo, what do you got coming up?
Oh, check out twitch.tv/TomWalker. You know, there's some great stuff over there. Highlights up on the YouTube.
Is the coin stream a VOD or something?
It's still a VOD, but I'm getting an edit of it made to put up on YouTube. So an editor is currently going through 8.5 hours of me saying, I know I'm wrong. I know objectively I'm wrong, but I do think this coin is like 53% tails. I know I'm wrong. Like, it's, yeah. So my an editor called Shadelock is working on that. That'll be up on a YouTube channel from Sunday. So check my socials for that.
And then also, you're touring this year?
I'm doing a tour. Yes. I'm doing a show called My Treasures, My Beautiful Treasures. It's going to Adelaide, Melbourne, if you're there. It'll be in Sydney at some point as well. But, cool. And also, I'm doing a work in progress of that here, if you want to see it while it's bad. like right after this.
What? Because previously you've done shows that are, I mean, the sort of variety of stuff you do is quite, I mean,
I, yeah.
It varies, sorry, the quality varies, not the quality, sorry, the like,
no, I agree.
The form varies quite
yeah,
a lot
yeah, yeah.
from You're like right. multimedia presentations to full mime shows. So yeah. What is this?
This is me talking about my obsessions.
Ooh.
With the internet, and it is almost entirely just stand-up. I don't have any multimedia. It's just...
It's just you talking into a microphone.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
And, baby, it's crushing.
I'm also going to be in Adelaide doing a split bill show with Tom Ballard. I think tickets are basically done for that, so you don't need to. I mean, you can come along if you want. Anyway, would you please thank our guest host?
Almost seems like something you wouldn't even mention.
Yeah.
I was keeping you guys over the things, but...
Yeah, it's fine. If you want to come, it's fine. Tom Walker, everybody, Nikki Britton and Ben Aylward. Thank you so much to ITS, and we'll see you next time. Bye!
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.